debates are a chance for candidates to share their views with constituents in hopes to win their votes. One local debate series gives candidates that opportunity while also showcasing what local students care about, says Dr. Bucky Dan of Southwestern Community College.
The debate tonight is being hosted by class members of our social problems course here at Southwestern Community College. And they are the ones, they have been discussing these issues for weeks and have come up with the questions they wish to ask.
Dr. Dan has been hosting the social problems class at the school for over 10 years. This is their fourth year hosting debates. He says students from across the political spectrum take his class.
They enjoy being able to participate in the political process a little bit. They enjoy being able to ask a candidate a question directly, because that's not something you normally get a chance to do.
Students write and ask all the questions at the debates. The order is based on what they feel is most important. The most recent one between Joseph Queen and State Representative Mike Clampett, the first five questions pertain to education spending, gerrymandering, broadband internet access, voter ID, and the six constitutional amendments on the ballot. Like any class, students take it for a variety of reasons, from being interested in the topic to just needing credit. Freshman transfer student Jacob Slope hopes to work for the National Forest Service one day, and he says he's one of the most conservative students in the class. The class focuses on understanding the issues at stake on the local and state levels, not on arguing points of view, says Slope.
Oh, I'm always open ears to whatever somebody else has to say, because, I mean, you never know if you're actually 100% right, you know, so it's always good to hear somebody else's opinion.
The next debate is this Thursday at 7 p.m. between incumbent Republican State Senator Jim Davis and his Democratic challenger Bobby Cuppers. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.